reminded me, you did show me earlier, and you raised a couple of things, like E27, the bottom one, and neglect and emissions. We were, if you look at the other way, compared with the rest of England, we are quite high on that area, fortunately. And if you do the same with the service providers externally, there's some concerns. But having said that, we've also heard an awful lot about people at home more. So we've reduced the risk in that sense, but it's quite clear there still is. If you go by the statistics, we're concerned about the quality of care in some of our residential care homes, based on the data to see compared to the rest of the UK.
So there's three things to say by way of response. The first is that the new integrated quality framework, we've integrated the adult social care quality team, very small, with the quality team within the CCG, and developed a new quality framework which requires quite a lot of information from providers, but also a new approach to audit. So that's the first thing, so I'm definitely picking up on that. Actually, in terms of data, the most important table in the report is on page 22. And what that reveals and what, is that actually we have, you can see, 3,421 safeguarding alerts made to my safeguarding team, because it is mine in adult social care. And our conversion rate onto of those multiple, thousands of referrals, how many of those meet the section 42 threshold? And basically, we're at 21%. 22% response. The national average is 41. So the second thing we've done is to introduce a new threshold and decision-making matrix. So I'm really excited about that, because we need to be much more proactive on those cases which really hit the threshold. And the third and final thing to say is that actually we've developed a whole new way of working over the last 12 months or so. So as a for instance, we've introduced MARMs, multi-agency risk management meetings. One of the burgeoning issues, some of us this morning have been looking at an actual case involving this, some of the issues which seem to be of increasing importance is housing for those served, safeguarding which are arising and accompanied by some very poor housing options for people on island. Particularly around how people are regarded as homeless or not. So we've got a number of things. We have a SAR, that is page 9. The first one, the most recent safeguarding adults review, not yet published, but actually housing and homelessness and how that really aggravated actually the risk that was facing an individual is something that I think we as a SAR must now also really grapple with over the next 12 months. To be honest, it's my top priority.
Yeah, thank you for that. I just want to make a comment there. That's back to, I don't like giving Councillor Brogan too much praise at all time, because it's not good for him, but he makes a point to reinforce it. What gets measured gets done. We start looking at the statistics, and then you can make some meaningful plan where we are standing. So, appreciate Carol explaining that. I absolutely echo the issue of housing. I would say of all the things I'm currently looking at as leader of the council, my biggest single concern at the moment is the level of housing, particularly for lots of different reasons, but one is exactly what you've said, the temporary housing, in fact, not homeless people, and it's just, it's there and it's unacceptable. I know the police have talked to them about it because it has a knock-on effect in terms of community safety and community impact, and I think it's great that we're getting doing that. But this just is a real tangible example, so I'm grateful for that. Is there any other comments you want to make on this report then? Otherwise I'll take it as noted, and then we'll move on to